BBC Sounds. Music, radio, podcasts.
Beyond the forests, beyond the valleys, beyond the mountains, there's another world.
Get off me!
Daddy! Daddy, it's all right!
Get off me!
Shh! You're fine.
Where was I?
Nowhere.
That was so weird. I was in, like, an enchanted forest, and there was a bird pecking my eyes out.
When he mentions the bird, a single drop of blood leaks from his left eye, running like a scarlet teardrop down his cheek.
Your eye? It's bleeding.
Pradari touches his face.
Are you all right?
We have to go back to Harlech.
From the Red Book of Hergest. These are the tales of the Mabinogi.
Pradari, are you ready for your old man to defeat you in combat again? It's that time of the week, boy.
I am riding to Harlech with Brigid.
Harlech?
I have an important message for King Bran.
You will do nothing for that massive bastard.
Branwen is in danger.
Forget her!
Let me pass.
If you won't respond to a polite request, I will have to make you obey me.
I see them fight their way out of the stables. This isn't the playful training I have witnessed a thousand times.
I will kill you if I have to, Father!
Stop it, both of you!
Out of the way, Brigid! You're better when you're angry, Pradari. But not that much better. Is that your best shot? Then I'm glad Branwen married the Irish king. You would have only brought shame on David.
Do you submit?
You wouldn't dare.
Do you submit?
Leave for Harlech on condition that you never return.
We ride north. There's a chill in the air.
Will Bran take you seriously?
But you have to back me, Brigid. You found the cauldron. If you're behind me, he might listen. Whoa, easy, boy.
This is close to where we met Aaron before.
Is he here?
I don't know.
There, after him!
Aaron rides a white mare with deep crimson ears. His mount glides across the rutted track as if it was smooth as ice.
We're losing him! Come on, faster! Get up!
The horse from the other world rounds a bend and is lost from sight. Pradari tries to cut the corner and misjudges a low branch. Before I can pull my horse up, I am round the bend. Waiting there is Aram. His mare has hardly broken sweat.
Brigid of Marlowe's, how goes it with you?
Pradari fell. I need to see if he's all right.
Do not worry. I'm not ready for him in my kingdom yet. No more than he is ready to lead the people.
Where is my mother? You told me she wasn't dead.
Listen. King Bran will not be swayed by Pradari's words. His brother must do that job.
You haven't answered my question.
Nor will I. She must answer for herself.
Aaron! Come back!
Where is he?
He's gone.
It's nightfall when we arrive at Harlech. All is quiet. Bran sits at the foot of the cliff, gazing out to sea. Silent and still, as though he were carved from the rocks.
King Bran! Greetings.
Pradari Ap Pwll. And the poet.
What brings you north?
I must speak with you about your sister.
I've not heard from her in over a year.
Perhaps there's good reason for her silence.
I often sit here and wonder if I opened a chasm beneath us the day I agreed to the marriage. I no longer speak to my brothers. A fog descended on Gwynedd that day. It has not lifted since.
Branwen is shamed and abused in Ireland. She cries out for help.
How do you know this?
I was told.
Who told you?
A bird.
A bird? You babble like a madman. Take your brother home, Brigid. He needs rest.
Bran turns back to the sea. He will say no more.
That didn't go well.
We have to speak to the brothers.
Bran's brothers live together in a hall behind the dunes. The hall stands lonely in the marshy swamp, half submerged like the wreck of a ship at low tide.
You are just in time. Join us for dinner.
Evnissien wears the same cruel, sour look he always did.
Move up, Nissien. Make some room.
Nissien's eyes are dull and lifeless. His mouth foams at the corners and a trail of spittle dribbles down onto his shirt front. Seeing him, resurrection loses much of its appeal.
There is salted meat for those of us who can chew. If you prefer, I'm sure my brother would happily share his gruel. It's all you can eat now, sadly.
Evnissien is a great storehouse of hatred and resentment. He's determined to air every grievance while he has an audience.
Bran blames me for this drooling, undead monstrosity. How was it my fault? Did I cut his throat? Did I ask him to do so? And what does he do with the cauldron? He presents the most powerful object in the known world to a foreign power! Now he sits like a huge fat lump of pure misery on the beach, neglecting the kingdom and leaving the care of our poor broken brother entirely to me.
Hours pass. Finally, Pryderi gets his chance to explain why we've come.
And where exactly did this mysterious encounter occur?
In a forest.
Oh, near your home in Arberth?
Yes, and no. Oh. I was at home, but I was also in an enchanted forest.
You cannot be in two places at once.
There's another world beside this one.
The bird came to me from the other world.
Brother, what is it?
At the mention of the other world, Nissien begins thrashing his body.
Grab him! Hold him down!
Pryderi restrains him, but his locked jaw still struggles to open and speak.
What is it, brother?
He strains every sinew to communicate, but he no longer has the means.
Is it Branwen? Do you know about Branwen?
How could he possibly know?
She needs us. We must bring her back from Ireland.
At this, Nissien's body begins to relax.
Bring her home.
Since he emerged from the cauldron, he's been silent. He walks, he sleeps, he eats. Nothing more. To all intents and purposes, he's a dead man. A dead man who's alive.
Most of what was Nissien remains in the other world. That's why he knows the truth.
Can that be possible?
I'm sure of it.
The next day, Bran too accepts the truth of it.
A treacherous Irish bastard!
The die is cast. It will be war.
every warrior in the land if we are to prevail. 7 only will be left behind to defend the realm.
The summons is sent, and many are the men who make their way to Harlech, eager to prove themselves. An army assembles.
Bran has given word. We sail for Ireland tomorrow.
I've never been on the sea before.
You're not coming.
You're not going without me.
You're no fighter.
I'd be your lucky charm, your talisman.
If you came and were killed, I'd never forgive myself.
I feel the same if I stay and you die.
You're a poet. You need to stay to commemorate the campaign.
Don't get killed, will you?
If I do, make sure I feature heavily in the songs. I don't want to be forgotten. Understand?
All right.
Even if I drown on the way over or slip on the rocks when we hit the beach and break my neck, make it sound heroic. I'm depending on you.
I'll do what I can.
You better add, or I'll be back to haunt you for sure. I love you, Brigid.
I love you too.
I know you're not my blood sister, but you're the best sister I could have wished for.
It's a still moonlit night. The world seems a quiet, peaceful place. In my heart, a storm rages.
Fall up the anchors!
In the morning, the weather is fine, and there is a fair wind blowing towards Ireland.
Wait for me!
The boat big enough for Bran has never been built, so he strides into the grey waters, wading alongside the fleet. Gradually his legs are covered, then his torso, till only his shoulders are visible above the white-topped waves.
It's good to have you with us, Brideri.
Thank you, my lord.
And the poet, of course.
I thought it wise to make her stay behind.
You're mistaken, I think.
What do you mean?
I've just seen her on the vessel which Evnissian commands.
I stand on the prow of the ship, salt air in my face, wind billowing in my hair, like a defiant goddess of the sea.
Brigid! What are you doing?
I won't let you die without me, Brideri!
Soon we see the green hills of Ireland on the horizon, and the wind cries in our ears, like a sobbing child.
Like gripping stories? Get engrossed in drama on BBC Sounds.